Chapter 5. Borlaeus, Pyrrhea System.
It was a dull little world with an interesting past. Thickly overgrown with tropical trees and underbrush, lightly settled, it was a convenient stepping-off point between the core worlds and more distant reaches. It had intermittently been a useful outpost for the military leaders of whoever had ruled Coruscant in the past. Once, its main military complex had housed Imperial biological development facilities, the type governments generally didn't want the public to know too much about. Later, it had been the jumping-off point for the New Republic's successful efforts to capture Coruscant and drive off the government that had gained control of the Empire after Palpatine's death. Later still, when the Yuuzhan Vong invasion had reached Coruscant and the New Republic government itself had fled, Borlaeus had been the site of a holdout force, a target for the Yuuzhan Vong, its continued resistance giving the New Republic leaders time to escape and regroup. Most recently, it and Bilbringi had been traded to the Imperial Remnant by Jacen Solo in return for military aid. After Solo's death, the government of Admiral Dalla, unwilling to have such a valuable waypoint belong to a foreign power, conducted an aggressive negotiation with the Empire, resulted in Bilbringi remaining Imperial, and Borlaeus staying with the Galactic Alliance. But for all that, it was really just a place where old military careers went to die. Here were officers and personnel who needed a last chance to demonstrate basic competence, but were not really expected to do so successfully, or who needed a place to serve out the remaining years of undistinguished careers. The outpost, one Combined Forces military base, was noted for good communications and sensor gear, for self-destruction capabilities, but not for might. There were, however, some opportunities for the smart fellow. Sergeant Dolo Carenzi, de facto night shift quartermaster for the outpost, knew he was a smart fellow. Now he tried to keep the excitement off his face as he realized the opportunity he was being handed on a data pad. A spacer's son who had made the military his home because no one else would have him, he was always alert to opportunity, just not always good at covering up his tracks. The woman facing him, young, red-headed, and graceful, gave him another maddening, "I'm way out of your league" smile and offered the data pad again.
"I don't care. It's paid for. The manifest is correct. You can sign for it and we can offload, or you can refuse it and we take it away and try to figure out who fouled up."
Dolo took the data pad and ran the situation through his mind one more time. The transport, Dust Dancer, was in orbit, carrying a load of consumable luxury items with a listed destination of the Borlaeus outpost. The manifest included expensive wines, exotic foods, fresh sabacc decks, entertainment data pads, candies, pastries, all of it in high demand. It was a mistake, of course. The quartermasters of this base had not been notified of any such delivery, and given its specialized nature, they ordinarily would have been. So something had happened in the ordering process. Delivery locations had been scrambled or swapped, and a shipment designated for some deep space hotel or rich individual's estate had been diverted here. All he had to do was sign for it, as illegibly as possible, and take possession. He could warehouse it in some little trafficked storage pod, wait to see if anyone came looking for it, and, if not, arrange for it to be sold for a small fortune. He scribbled his name across the datapad's touchscreen and handed it back to the young woman. She dimpled another smile at him and handed him a data chip.
"Your copy of the manifest. If you'll give us a landing authorization, we'll bring the dancer down and offload."
He smiled back, no longer caring that she was out of his league.
"Consider it done,"